Time for our regular weekly visit with Peter King from Football Night in America, Football Morning in America. Peter, brought to you by Verizon Fios, Shaw's and Star Market, and by Always Health Partners. Peter, perhaps you can help us out this morning. We're trying to figure out where we're going to put the Joe West statue in Boston.
Hey, you know, here's the thing I would say. I was just talking to my buddy Don Banks, who I'm sure you know. He's a longtime sports writer, NFL writer, lives up in Boston. And we were talking about the fact that of all of the memorable Red Sox games, this is not necessarily the greatest Red Sox game we've ever seen, although I can't think of one right now that would really be any greater, just in terms of drama. But there are so many talking points to this game, you know? Like, I kept thinking as everybody was falling all over themselves to try to dissect the Mookie Betts play. I'm trying to put my neutral cap on, okay? But once Joe, I wasn't positive about this last night, so I asked a few people on Twitter, and I said, yeah, it's basically the same rule as the NFL. It has to be, you know, indisputably incorrect, you know, the call on the field for it to be overturned. And so I kept looking at the call, and I said, look, I don't see how you overturn this call, honestly, because it's not obvious that Mookie Betts went into the stands or his glove is in the second row. It just isn't. And this kind of Zapruder film where you get the side angle is going to go down probably in Houston Astros history the way the Immaculate Reception went down in Oakland Raiders history, you know, where Franco Harris is ruled to have caught the ball, but nobody could ever really see it, you know, and just like nobody could see if Mookie Betts is, you know, in the second row. Although, you know, so in my opinion, I think they got that particular call right, as much as I'm not positive that the initial call was right, but I don't see how you can overturn it.
As a Red Sox fan, how do you feel about Craig Kimbrell right now?
I mean, it's a disaster waiting to happen. I don't know what to say.
I agree.
I mean, you know, look, Jeff Passan, I don't know how to pronounce his name, wrote a great story at Yahoo this morning. And the story was about how right before Bregman comes up, Benintendi checks his fielding sheet, his fielding card, about where he should be. And I guess it's different depending on who's pitching. I don't know this, but so he checks his card and he moves in. He says a step and a half, and obviously he catches the ball. And yeah, the theory is, I guess, that if he hadn't moved in a step and a half, Houston's probably tied in this series right now 2-2.
Yeah.
But I guess I look at it like, I don't know, at some point it's not going to be all giggles and happiness. You know, four appearances now and runs allowed in both and yet four saves. It's bizarre.
Think about this though, Peter. You're a one win away from going to the World Series. Chris Sale's been, in his start, the worst I've ever seen him, and spent the night in the hospital. Yeah. David Price has never won a playoff game as a starting pitcher, and your closer is like Heathcliff Slocum reborn, and you're one win away from the World Series.
I'm mind-boggled, especially because of the respect I have for the Astros. I think the Astros are great, but the fact is that this is not the classic Altuve. Even though Correa's had some big hits in this series, he's a little bit diminished. And I don't know about you, but I never in a million years thought that I would see the day, even if he played until 90, where Alex Bregman would go 0-for-5 in a playoff game. I mean, think about it. That was the first game the Red Sox actually pitched to him.
Right.
Regularly. And I just, I mean, it's just, it's one of the reasons, honestly, why I think a lot of times when you watch sports, I can't gamble on sports. I just can't do it because of things like last night. Dale, you just said it all. All of the negatives, how possibly on God's green earth are they ahead 3-1 in this series with what you just said? It's impossible. And with an incendiary bullpen that has some good matchup issues like Brazier and Matt Barnes. So I don't know. You know, the one thing, and I'll ask you guys this because maybe it was said after the game last night. Didn't it seem to you that Alex Cora basically said, we're so all in on this game that we truly are conceding game five? You know, we're going to have David Price warm up hard, and which has to affect how much he's going to be able to pitch tonight. And we're going to get through this game with some collection of Hembry, Workman, I don't even know who's out there, but
right.
Joe Kelly. I'm mind-boggled why you warm up Price if after watching those 35 pitches of Kimbrel or whatever, you're not going to bring him in. And so I don't know whether anything was said about that or not, but it was lunacy.
You know, one of the big stories of this series, too, like unfortunately, is all the replays. And really the whole playoff, like both series for the Red Sox, there's been so many replays.
Yeah.
And you get this with the NFL, too, Peter, is you want to get the calls right, but it certainly doesn't seem like they have it perfect, and it interrupts the flow of the game more often than not.
Well, I think especially at this time of year, Rich, that, you know, if you didn't have replay last night, and even though there are still going to be some bitter feelings on the Mookie catch, or the Mookie non-catch and whatever you should call that, there's going to be some bad feelings. To have the ability to go back and at least look at that, I think you have to have it. And I agree with you, replay sometimes the pain in the rear end, but I don't know how you put the genie back in the bottle.
Turning our attention to football for just one brief moment, because we've enjoyed our
sure.
baseball talk with you here. Is the NFL happy with the product that they've now presented, which is basically all offense, 43-40 football games? We don't really care about defense. As long as nobody's getting concussed and the points are going up on the board, we're happy?
Yes. Dale, we're seeing the game change basically before our very eyes. I'm going to write something on Monday about that. I was talking to Troy Aikman about this yesterday. And I talked to a bunch of people. I really respect their football knowledge, not just, you know, today, but kind of long term. And one of the things that I have really started to believe is that this has become kind of a don't worry, be happy league. Okay, don't make a real policy on the anthem. Just let it go. I mean, I was shocked last week to see Roger Goodell openly and enthusiastically praise Donald Trump for the, for fixing the, the Canada-Mexico-U.S. relationship so that now, in a business sense, it's much better for the NFL. It's kind of complicated to explain, but you know, and this is after Donald Trump has been shredding the NFL and its players. And I think what the NFL is trying to do is they're trying to say, look, when we have really tried to stick our necks out for what we believe is the correct principle, we've gotten our neck chopped off. So we're not going to do that anymore. We're just going to ignore it, and we're going to shut up. I mean, Roger Goodell basically went, I think it's, I'm right in saying, 123 consecutive days without uttering a public statement, going to anybody's training camp this summer, making any sort of public appearance other than, like, at the Hall of Fame. I mean, he just basically disappeared. And part of the reason is no good can come of Roger Goodell appearing in public. You know, he just gets the crap boot out of him wherever he goes and all that. But, Dale, about the game itself, I just make this point that I am really betwixt in between about this because I was at the game last week in Foxborough, and I thought it was absolutely scintillating, thrill a minute. I loved watching Mahomes. I loved watching the answers the Patriots defense had for Mahomes at times in this game. I thought Dante Hightower played one of the games of his life. And clearly the best game since he's come back from his injury. I think that was so fun, so incredible. But the fact is, you're right. When you have zero punts for the first 56 minutes of the game, and when you have 986 yards or whatever it was, you have created rules that are unfair to one side of the ball. But with the ratings up, with people going gaga over fantasy football, loving these big scores, I think the NFL, and judging by the meetings this week in New York, these guys think that they're back in nirvana with the ratings getting, getting back to at least 2016 levels and aiming to get back to 2015 levels. So, Dale, I think this is the new normal in the NFL.
Peter, always good to talk baseball with you.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time as always.
Take care, guys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Peter.
Peter King joining us, Football Night in America. Football Morning in America is his column as well.